Spain to visit for a week to foster goodwill and peace among the domains. The whole concept came from a medieval practice of nobles sending their children to live in other nobles' households as hostages. Supposedly, the diplomatic pact would lessen the likelihood of interdomain violence in the modern-day United States, but whatever human idiot in the president's administration had thought up the scheme didn't really know jack shit about the elder races, their long memories, and their proclivity for holding grudges over centuries. A week's visit wasn't going to fix anything. In fact, depending on how well or badly that family representative acted, it could very well cause more resentments and bad feelings between the domains, or even outright war. Also, it couldn't have come at a worse time. They had so much to do to get ready for the massive mask that Dragos hosted in New York on the winter solstice that preparations always began a few months early, so Pia wasn't going to be forgiving that anonymous fool in a hurry for proposing the idea. Dragos, in fact, wanted to reject the pact outright. He wasn't a fan of decisions made by consensus. At the best of times, he fought to rein in his autocratic instincts whenever the seven domain leaders needed to convene over anything, and he had especially opposed this particular arrangement. But in the end, Pia told him, it would be easier to acquiesce on this one issue than to dig in their heels. She could have waited to go later, after the mask and sometime early next year. In fact, Tatiana had even emailed her the previous day, suggesting that she come at a later date. But when Pia thought of the reason why that option wasn't attractive, she lost her crankiness and began to smile. All things considered, it was better for her to suck it up, get on the plane that night, and get the damn visit over with, despite how much she dreaded spending the week with the light fey queen and her nosy questions. So she emailed Tatiana back, thanked her for the suggestion, and said she would be touching down in LA the next morning as originally planned. Dragos would be traveling to Los Angeles too, under separate cover. He didn't volunteer how he was going to make the trip, and she didn't ask. Probably he would relish the chance to stretch out his massive wings and fly cross-country in the darkness and solitude. But they had agreed, if she didn't know what he was doing, she could say with perfect sincerity that she had traveled alone to the Light Fey domain. After all, the best way to lie to someone with a highly developed truth sense was to, well, tell the truth. Pia believed wholeheartedly in plausible deniability, at least as much as possible. After her exchange with Liam, she met Dragos's amused gaze, gave him a small nod, and squeezed his ankle. In answer, he closed his laptop as she said to Liam, "Hey, sport, could you put the movie on pause for a few minutes?" Instantly, Liam's sparkling smile vanished, and he scowled. "You said you could watch the whole movie with me before you left." "I know I did, and I will watch the whole movie with you," she told him. "But first, your dad and I have something important we want to tell you." Heaving a sigh, he held up the remote and hit pause. "What is it now?"
"Don't be pissy," Dragos told him. "And while you're readjusting your attitude, sit up and turn around."
Pia could feel Liam sigh again, but so far he had been unwilling to challenge Dragos's authority when Dragos used that particular tone with him. And lordy, wouldn't life get interesting whenever Liam did decide to challenge Dragos and rebel. As the boy pushed to a sitting position and swiveled to face the couch, Pia sat too and leaned back against Dragos's legs. As Dragos dropped a large, warm hand onto her shoulder, he asked her telepathically,
"Do you want to be the one to tell him?"
She drew up her knees and wrapped her arms around them, hugging herself with glee. "It's okay with me either way. You can tell him if you want."
"Okay."
Dragos switched to verbal speech.
"Liam, we're pregnant. You're going to have a new sibling."
For the space of a moment, Liam's expression went blank with surprise. He held still just long enough that Pia had time to rethink their decision. She and Dragos had kept the news to themselves for a few weeks, which was easy to do since the new little peanut appeared to be determined to keep his, or her, presence